Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fangio, what he said about Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean maybe would beat me in a best of five in sports. Jack Fritz
maybe.
Never will.
Maybe.
Tom in Abington. Tom, what up, Tom?
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Doing well. What's up, Tom?
Yo, Tom.
Hey, Mr. Davis, did you say to Joe there in your little thing that your so-called groin?
Ooh.
That was fantastic.
Well, we know all the issues
he's
had
with
it. Yeah, why
is it so-called? There could be a variety of reasons why it would be so-called.
I've had my issues. There's no question.
Yeah. So, Hammer, I'm going to go in reverse today. I'm going to knock you down and then build you up, okay?
Sure.
So, the AMA, that was very disappointing. The last time I asked you to share something nobody knew about you, you gave us the Joe DeCamera, Joe DeCamera, Joe DeCamera letter. You gave us nothing today.
Yeah, I went for a little joke. Well, I guess it fell flat. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
I get it.
All right. Well, So moving on to Boban Fritz here.
Yep.
This is unbelievable that he's backing out. I mean, you not only have my full support now, I absolutely think you're going to win this thing.
Thank you.
And as far as I'm concerned,
you're
up 1-0.
As far as you're concerned, what?
You're up 1-0.
You know, I'm not going to claim that. I would say psychologically I'm up 1-0. I'm not going to tell you I'm up 1-0 on the official scoreboard. It doesn't matter on the official scoreboard if I'm up 1-0 or not, Tom. I'm going to win when it's over.
Yeah, this is.
I'm glad that your mantra is reinforcing this. No, positive. It's a positive outlook.
Yeah, I'm
and
not
it is important
honest,
that you look at it that way. It's just
is,
crazy.
It's such weak sauce being served by Fritz because.
This is his sport, Tom. This is the one sport he actually played at a somewhat high level.
You felt like you had a chance, and that's why you've got such a.
I really.
With this.
Tom. There's no joke here when I tell you I really thought I was going to win the baseball thing. So
I'm not joking either. I really think you're going to win the whole thing.
Thank you.
Well, that is insane, Tom.
Why is it insane?
Yeah, why
because
is it insane?
Jack is 31, and despite the fact that his arm, a former pitcher who he overused, his arm is no longer capable of throwing pitches at 90 miles an hour like he'd hoped.
The rest of him is in a lot
better shape than 46-year-old Joe.
There's a soft underbelly to his whole thing.
Yep. I mean, he
and is
so
soft
much
underbelly his... somehow toned and hard
from a
like the soft underbelly. Talk. I don't know why. It's just a weird phrase. It's freaking me out.
All right, Tom. I need an answer from you. You can win the Phillies tickets. Who's known like Dr. Ruth? Who was born on this day back in 1928, was known as a sexologist, and she kind of had that category. Who else is known for a random category?
All right, well, how about predicting the future in that Nostradamus?
Wow, that's a big
answer,
too.
Great answer, man.
That's big. You know what Nostradamus said back in 1663?
Can I guess?
Sure.
Man who farts sits in own pew?
No, it's going to be that Joe's going to beat Jack.
And Correct.
I know exactly Correct. Where you're going with
it. That's the way it is. Hey, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Ben's loving this. We also loved, obviously, seeing the Phillies play well last night, and they got it going early. So Bryson Stott gets on right away with a walk. Mm-hmm. And then second batter, Trey Turner doing, Trey Turner doing Trey Turner thing.
And he hits one in the air pretty deep to right. Going back on it, Barger to the track, looking up. He's out of room. It's gone into the Phillies bullpen. And it's an opposite field. Two-run home run for Trey Turner to start the night.
All right, I got to ask this question. James Seltzer, are we starting to count on Trey Turner, the hitter?
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, he's been really good.
A little bit, though, but not yes.
Well, look, we've got more evidence or time here where he has not been a great hitter than being a great hitter.
That's
so,
true.
Like, he was the All-Star Game starter last year.
You know, you get voted
in. I know
that.
You do, but yeah, it was also based on a 2 months before he got hurt,
right,
a month and a half, where he was really good,
right,
and then he got hurt and then came back and wasn't quite as good. I need to see it more. But yeah, like when Trey comes up, I'm not expecting bad things anymore.
All right, so that was the first Phillies homer last night. The second homer came seconds later.
And here he swings and belts one right center field up the alley, and that one's going to go. And welcome back, Bryce Harper, back to back with Trey Turner. And it's 3-0 to start.
This audio courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia. Fransky on the call on the TV side last night, filling in for T-Mac. So it was a 3-0 lead at that point, became a 6-0 lead at the end of the inning. And, John, the Phillies really kind of just cruised.
Why is it that his swing, Ben, looks like it's left-handed even though it's righty? You know what I mean? Like, it's
beautiful
got,
swing?
Turner's swing?
It's one of the prettiest right-handed swings I've ever seen.
It is.
Why?
It's flat. It's flat through the zone.
That's exactly what
it is. Alec Boehm's is
flat through the zone.
Through the zone.
And that's why
it's not as pretty.
That's why they're good hitters, because they're flat. All that launch angle BS.
Alec Boehm
BS,
is
I mean bad stuff.
Pretty.
That stuff is out the window. I'm telling you, everything's come back to full circle. It's flat through the zone, high finish, create backspin. That's what Trey Turner does. And Trey Turner, I said it on the postgame show last night, he's slight in build. I'm telling you, there's not a whole lot to him, but this guy can buggy whip that bat through the zone and keep it flat and you create backspin. He can generate a lot of torque.
Torques that thing.
It's unbelievable.
I'm starting to believe in him as a hitter. I'm starting to believe.
I know he has defensive. He's had some issues, but this guy can beat you in a lot of ways, man. He's dynamic. He's dynamic, and as long as he hits better than he plays defense, I'm okay with it.
All right, we're gonna get
say
some more.
Say whatever you want. I'm fine with it.
More of this Vic Fangio audio, including Cooper DeJean, and how they have options with Cooper DeJean when he's not in the slot corner spot. What's it gonna look like? We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Let's get to Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, good morning. Jordan.
Well, the person who clearly needs more of a... Yes, can you hear me?
We got
Gentlemen.
You, buddy.
Hi, Jordan.
Excellent. You know, the person who clearly needs more of a life and has been following this Joe DiCamera, Jack Fritz thing for a long time. This is a stunning development this morning.
It's a big deal.
Joe,
you
know, I complimented you on your confidence a couple of weeks ago on the air, and your confidence now is overwhelming, and I think we got a winner.
Well, Jordan, here's the thing. So everyone listening to the station that's listened to their show, the Spike Ike and Boban show, they know Jack, the public persona. I know the private man. And I use man very loosely there. You know, I know him. I know what he's made of, and I know what he's not made of.
I think you're going a little far with the man loosely and whatnot.
Ike Jordan, part of why I was so confident is because of him.
Hold on. What are you? And when you look in the mirror,
I'm a 47-year-old.
How do you view yourself?
Good question. That's a fair question, John. 47 years old. Wish I was younger. Naturally athletic.
I forgot 47.
Naturally athletic. That's clear. Didn't develop as much as I should have as a teenager in the athletic world. I just kind of morphed into this, like someday maybe I'll be the next Bob Costas thing.
So I was an early peak.
So I'll come home from school, not play sports, sit on the can and read the Inquirer for 30 minutes and read Frank Dolson. That was my thing, right? And Bill Lyons. So that was my approach to life. And it's in there. The natural athleticism is in there. And against a guy this lame, I figured and still do that I will win. That's the whole. That's my answer to your question.
Natural athleticism.
Yes.
That's still in there, in air quotes.
Yeah. No. I mean, you can mock it if you want, but John, you got
the part that I have.
Do you admit this is lame by Fritz?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
But I admit that it's understandable. You're a college pitcher, like your joints wear out.
Then it's not lame.
Right. It's not lame to have worn your arm out.
Benny hasn't played in like 10 years.
I don't care.
But he also talked the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? He talked the smack.
And he tried to go figure out a way to get it done, and he knows that his arm won't live up to the bargain that his mouth tried to make.
Oh, my God, the excuse-making for him.
His body wore out because he overused it.
Mouth shouldn't have said what it said.
Then it's two different things.
They're
tied
in.
Do you want me to get down and squat right now and catch 9 innings?
No,
You didn't challenge him.
I didn't challenge you to a squat competition.
Well, to be fair, you challenged Jack. Jack never challenged
you. And James, he accepted the challenge.
Yeah, but he has
and agreed to the terms.
So he should have known.
He's not been talking a ton of smack or anything. Like,
James,
he is not. Like, I haven't heard it.
I could play audio of what he said a few weeks ago. I heard it. I heard it.
Joe,
I don't remember.
You act
it,
like
but
this changes the fact that he's still going to beat you.
Right. We still have other categories.
He never was going to beat me. That's what I'm telling you. He was never going to beat me. So Jordan,
and right now, I believe this is the closest that you will get to beating Jack.
Okay. Jordan, what do you got on that, on the Phil's Eagles? What do you got?
Well, I just have to, how does your ego even fit in the Tasty Cake studio?
Great line.
That could be line of the week.
Look, I'm not calling myself Michael Jordan. I'm just saying Hammer greater than Boban. That's all I'm saying. All right.
You know what's lame is putting you guys on mute so I can yell to my 8-year-old to get his sneakers on because we got to go out to the bus stop. Austin, say hi to Philadelphia. There he is.
That's
there
hilarious.
Is. What do I got on the Phillies?
Yeah.
Joe, I got something we can agree on. Bryce Harper is a superstar doing superstar things.
Correct.
He had hit in the elbow, your surgically repaired elbow. You're clearly hurt. And I saw him give me a fist bump at that day game last week, and he was hurting with the fist bump on that leg. You can just see it. Comes out, first at bat, a dinger.
Yeah.
That is some superstar kind of baseball.
Look, he's a great player. All right, Jordan, I need an answer from you. Someone known for something random.
So yesterday the guy made an argument for his answer, so here's my argument. I needed a name that people are really familiar with and something we all do but is random. Joey Chestnut is famous.
Already said. Give me a different answer. Give
the guy eats hot dogs.
Give me a different answer.
God. Kim Kardashian for getting naked on film. That's pretty random.
The only problem is a lot of people have done that, so that don't work. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, what Vic Fangio said about Cooper DeJean and where they may or may not play him this upcoming football season. Really interesting stuff about the Eagles' defensive backfield. We'll get to that. We'll rock your calls. Obviously, you can weigh in on the lame-o of Fritz. I mean, it is really pathetic. And he did talk the smack, so he's got to own it. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Just head to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to make the smart play today.
I'm feeling great. Feeling great. I just sent Fritz a text. All it is... is the emoji of the hammer.
I'm sure he's psyched to get that.
Oh, he's texting me. He's not happy.
He's texting you?
Yeah, he said, did I call Mike Schmidt a loser when he retired because he couldn't play anymore?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I like that. He's taking the Hammers game. You go Michael Jordan, he goes Mike Schmidt. I think that's fair.
This guy.
I mean, you compare yourself to Michael Jordan every show.
All right, so I want to give a shout-out right now. We don't do too many shout-outs in the show. You might remember if you're of a certain age, Harry and Richie would do shout-outs. That was a cool part of the Phillies broadcast, you know, for decades.
For the pizza place where I ordered pizza from the other day.
Yes,
they are awesome.
That was another shout-out.
So good celebration.
So good.
All right, here's a shout-out with some meaning. And, sir, I hope you're listening to us. Shout-out to WIP listener and American Major Matthew Jackson, who is serving our nation overseas right now. And someone that knows Major Matthew Jackson got to Ava Graham at our station recently and said, loves our show, loves our station, listens on the I don't know if it's on the Odyssey app or maybe goes on the website and finds audio. I don't know quite how he listens. I imagine it's the Odyssey app. Listens to our show frequently. Major Matthew Jackson, sir, we salute you.
Thank you,
We
Matthew.
Thank you.
So cool.
And I wanted to give that guy a shout-out.
Shout-out to Matthew. Are we doing shout-outs? Is this going to be a part of the show now? Is this like Richie and
Matthew
thing or no?
But we're all for military shout-outs, especially if you're overseas. You're overseas. Come on now.
Honestly, anyone who listens overseas, shout-out to you. That is awesome.
Yes. Yeah, we used to get a call from a guy who was in the services.
Yep.
His calls were better than calls we got from somebody on the Schuylkill. Right. I'm like, this dude's calling from like Afghanistan.
That's pretty amazing.
They come in clearer.
Pretty good stuff. All right,
that's amazing. And I believe I grew up believing that I would be in the Navy. I wanted to grow up and be in the Navy. My dad was in the Navy. I went to Navy football camp to learn how to play football. I think I told you this. Going into seventh grade, I was at the Navy football camp, and it was like, okay, I think I'm ready. I think someday I'm going to be able to play at Annapolis, and I'm going to be able to serve my country like David Robinson. Because that year, my two-hand touch team at the camp for Navy football camp won the tournament. We were the best team, and part of our prize was we got to shake hands with David Robinson as he handed us our poster.
The Admiral. I loved him. I mean, he was
amazing.
Yeah.
David Robinson.
That was
meeting
awesome.
David Robinson. And remember, when he signed on at the Naval Academy, he was like 6'7".
Correct.
Yeah. And he kept growing, growing to 7'2".
Yeah.
So he could no longer fit in a lot of the like submarines and a lot of the air.
That's why he had the skill of the small forward also.
Yeah.
So fit in anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're 7'2". You're not fitting in a whole lot
Pretty amazing. All right. So look, you can join us 215-592-9494 if you want to comment on the Fritz stuff or obviously the Phils last night. Eagles also. Let's get to more of Vic Fangio. He commented on a lot of different topics yesterday. One of the main ones was the Eagles defensive backfield. A lot of it based around the Cooper DeJean thing. So I think most people know when the Eagles, when other teams have three receivers or four wide receivers out there, Cooper DeJean's playing in the slot, and he's tremendous at it. The question is, what happens this year when a team only has, let's say, two wide receivers on the field? You can have two running backs, different ways you can do it. But two wide receivers, you know, what you call base defense normally would be out there against that, which last year Cooper DeJean was actually taken off the field. But he's so good, you don't want to take him off the field. And remember, part of this was last year you had Darius Slay and you had C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who were good corner and good safety. And so, you know, Vic Fangio was like, all right, well, we'll take Cooper DeJean off the field. Well, now
Year, Cooper was on the field for 90% of the snaps after he started playing.
Right.
Because he was that good, because they needed him out there, and he's that important.
Absolutely. So now you don't have Slay, and you don't have C.J. So what do you do if the other team only has two wide receivers on the field? Where does Cooper DeJean go? Let's listen to Vic Fangio yesterday discussing the options.
What are you looking to find out about Cooper as you're trying him out at base, at corner, in that plan right now?
With Cooper DeJean? Yes. I would like to keep him at nickel. And then in our base package, we'll find a spot for him, either at corner or safety.
What's the benefit of someone who can play inside at nickel and outside in base? Because you'd have to find someone at corner at the nickel size with like 80% of snaps.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will end up depending upon how the rest of the guys develop and where do we most need them. So it will be determined by what's best for him and what's best for the team. And it'll probably, what's best for the team will win out in that decision. But he's capable of playing corner, and he's capable of playing safety.
What do you like about the idea of Cooper at safety, and what will go into determining whether...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
30 plays at safety or the outside.
Well, I think he would play very well at safety. I think it suits his skill set, things that he does well. I just think he would... do very well in there.
So there's a lot of interesting things in there. Now, I'm going to give you one odd correlation, but it just comes to my mind when I hear that audio when he says, like, it's about what's best for Cooper, but it's actually really about what's best for the team. Trey Turner's defense.
You know what? I thought the same thing. Right. Well, I really thought of them not playing Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff made all that money, yeah. And they went, we ain't playing you.
I admire the way Vic Fangio is like, we do want to put him in the best position where it's the best him.
However.
But we're going to put him in the position where it's the best us. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. All right, so here's where it gets even more interesting. This is largely going to be determined, as Vic Fangio expressed, based on how the other players, the corners and the safeties look, and who rises up. Again, last year you had quality in CJ, GJ, and Slay. So, like, you were good in both spots. But if you only had Slay last year, not CJ, GJ, maybe Cooper DeJean would be safety. If you only had CJ, GJ, but not Slay, maybe Cooper DeJean would be cornerback guy. Well, this year they're trying to find their way at both the second outside corner and the second safety. So let's listen to Vic Fangio talk about what I'll call the other guys and how their development or skill and what they bring to the table could play into where Cooper DeJean plays.
What's your view of guys what? Who are developing, whether it's Keeley, Matt, Adoree, how do they look and how comfortable are you with them starting on the outside right now?
Well, it's always hard to tell this time of year, you know, without the pads on even at that position. But I think both those guys are making good strides. They're both into it. And they know there's a job there to be had for somebody. And I think they've had good off seasons, both of them.
What's your view, of the Lukuba-Sidney competition?
It's a competition that, you know, it's going to take a training camp, a few preseason games to sort out. And Tristan's in that, too.
So, John, I have a theory based on what you've said over the last month or so. I think you think, and you certainly could be right here, I think you think Adoree Jackson is the best player amongst the other corners and the other safeties. And if he is, and if he wins that job, maybe Cooper DeJean is then playing safety instead of like rookie Mukubu. Is that right. Is that what you're thinking there?
Yeah, or Tristan McCollum. Sidney Brown, so you'd have Reed Blankenship and Blank for a strong safety.
Right.
Is it Sidney Brown?
It's not going to be him.
I don't think he loves Sidney Brown.
He doesn't, because he throws McCollum's name in there. It's going
to
be
Lewis Seen, or is it someone who we know has the size to get down there in the box and play like a linebacker, even though it's nickel and dime? I love the idea of having, I mean, he is so versatile, but yeah, giving Cooper a chance to show what he can do in a little brawnier capacity.
Sure.
You know, but I do believe he'd be good at it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of really interesting stuff from
the Adoree Jackson thing.
Yeah.
I could trust him on the outside. You know, if we're talking, he's a guy who's been around the block a few times.
Sure.
I'm not saying he's still got, I'm not saying I trust him unconditionally, but I'm saying that he's got a lot more skill than what people give him credit, I guess, because when he was playing, it was up in New York.
Yeah.
And you know, we looked down our nose at that, but this guy knows the game.
So there
that
was,
matters.
Well, it does matter. There was a lot in this press conference yesterday, and we'll continue to play audio. I mean, I think that the real big headlines from it were, number one, Jahad Campbell's not going to practice until August. He didn't even say what point of August, but so that would be into training camp. Tells me that Jahad Campbell may not be ready for the start of the season. Number two, N'Kobe Dean, I mean, he described as a ways away. Like, think of it this way. He gave Jahad Campbell August. He didn't even give a month for N'Kobe Dean. So I absolutely doubt N'Kobe will be ready for the start of the year. And then the question is, when does he play, if he plays? Remember, he got hurt near the very end of the year in January with a pretty serious injury.
The patellar tendon is...
no joke.
It's not the ACL. ACL in today's world, it feels like guys come back from that thing and in 6 months and they're running.
Yeah.
The patellar tendon, they expect it to be slower.
All right, so you can react to all this. Also, the Phils last night. Also, Devin, so you were there, Eagles players yesterday talking, some of them. So we're playing audio of stuff that was like publicly disseminated, press conference stuff. But you were there when guys were kind of milling around and some are talking to reporters at lockers?
No. So we weren't in the locker room. So some of the players spoke at the podium. So like Adoree Jackson spoke at the podium. Nolan Smith
was
wonderful. Yeah.
Hold on,
and that was the first time I had actually heard
That's
Jackson
a huge
speak.
Deal. He's... Adoree Jackson, new addition to the team.
Yeah.
Remember, former first round addition. This guy was 18th. Overall, I think he was 18th overall.
Yeah,
that counts for a lot in the.
But they're also
eyes.
Not paying him a ton, and you know my antenna when that happens.
I
like Devin White last year.
Didn't they let Devin White speak a lot last year?
Right.
Too?
And I mean,
that didn't work out.
So we'll see. Like I'm struck by guys like Steve Nelson, who had started elsewhere, came here and couldn't do anything.
Yes. Yeah.
So sometimes you get a guy like Patrick Robinson and Zach Bond, who like way exceed expectations that are cheap. And then sometimes you get a guy who's just a guy and it's 1 year and he's gone.
Don't you think it's saying something that Adoree Jackson was, you know,
not really.
I hope it works out for him because I thought, I mean, just off the field and play aside, he has clearly like been, you know, in front of media kind of asking pressing questions before. And he was funny. Kind of reminds me of Darius Slay, like brings that energy. I know that we've talked about, you know, missing guys like Darius Slay and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, in the locker room, what that will do for the swagger. Reed Blankenship also spoke. He was asked about the swagger and how he's kind of stepping up as a leader. Jordan Davis spoke. Jalen Carter. It was a good day in terms of guys talking to media.
Good.
Well, on the defensive side of things.
We look forward to obviously seeing these guys. I mean, 3 months. By the way, don't they start, James, September 4th?
September 4th is the first game.
3 months,
yeah,
boys and girls. 3 months, Ben Davis, to the start of the Eagles season.
That's my birthday.
Can't wait.
That's pretty cool, man. That's
my birthday. My 51st
birthday game.
Birthday.
Yeah. Love
oh,
it.
Man, on a Thursday night the batter and Richie's birthday.
Yeah, how about that?
I like it. Let's go to the phones. You can react to all this, including the Phillies game last night. We'll get to more of Fangio and what he said. And also, if you want to comment on the Jack Fritz thing, let's go to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hammer, hammer, hammer. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Bang! That's how I'm doing.
hey, Hammer, I was going to beat you to it. Hey, Hammer, you beat me to it, man. Bang!
That's right.
That's how you do, man.
That's right.
One for the Hammer. Zero for Boban. Let's go, Hammer.
Because, Anthony,
let's
you
go,
know,
baby.
Anthony, you know, I said to Fritz a couple weeks ago,
go ahead. Make my day.
And he couldn't deliver. Couldn't deliver.
He couldn't do it, Hammer.
Couldn't deliver.
Hey, Hammer, man, that offense stand a chance, man.
Anthony, let's let me ask Anthony, you ever see Dirty Harry, the movie with Clint?
One of his
famous lines, and a youngin' like Jack Fritz won't know this because he pays no respect to his elders. Clint looked at the bad guy and said, "Every man's got to know his limitations."
Oh my God!
Is that and do you know yours?
That was
wow.
You've done nothing.
Wow.
That was something.
That not was not Clint Eastwood. I'll tell you that.
Hammer and what? Jack Fritz knows his limitations, man.
Well, now he does, knew. But he didn't. He didn't a couple weeks ago, and he was yapping his yap.
Yeah, man. He wrote a check.
Correct.
Guys can't cash.
Correct.
Hammer.
And Anthony, I feel proud of you for being aligned with me, because most weren't. You've been the whole time, sir. I commend you.
Hey, Hammer, man, never a doubt, man.
Thank
never
you.
A doubt,
thank
man.
Anthony,
doubt.
Wait till we win this thing. You and I are going to have a party. We're going to invite the 12 people in the entire Delaware Valley that were with us from the beginning.
Do I get invited?
Yes, Rhea's in.
Hey, no one else. It's just
Rhea,
the three of you. The three of you can have your own little party.
How do
the
we
only
punish
three people.
This group.
Hey, Joe,
of
we partying down Broad Street, baby.
Group of morons.
Hey, Joe, we partying down Broad Street,
dude,
baby.
The city will be lucky.
Talking parade?
I am thinking
yes.
parade.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm thinking parade. All right, Anthony, what do you got on the Eagles? There's a lot going on. What are you thinking?
Hey, a lot going on, man. I love Vic Fangio, man. His honesty, man, the way he lays it all out there, let us know what's going on, who's doing what, that's pretty big, man, for Cooper to be. He won him on the field, so we got to find out corner of safety, whatever, man. What's a bigger deal is our first-round draft pick, he's coming late August, man. To Kobe, we don't know when he's coming, man.
Yeah.
But I trust Vic Fangio, man. I believe in him and I trust him, man. And I believe that we can get, maybe after week four, week five, whatever, we're going to come gel together and be that number
yeah,
one.
Here's the, Anthony, here's the one thing I'll say pushing back on you, because I trust Vic Fangio also, but I'll say this, and it's important to point this out. His defenses are not always number one in the NFL. Matter of fact, I don't know if they had ever been until last year.
Ever been, right.
Here's the thing. You got to have players. And if you think about who he lost Darius Slay, who's been an incredibly accomplished player in this league, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who got traded, Milt Williams, who got $100 million, Josh Sweat, who got, what, maybe $50 million or something? I don't know.
80. 79
did he really?
Or 80 or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, $80 million, yeah. Okay? And some other starter I'm forgetting. Plus, you don't have N'Kobe at least out of the gate. My point, Anthony, is it's going to be more about players stepping up, in my opinion, than Fangio figuring it out. You know, this is, and so we'll see what Jeremiah Trotter Jr. has. We'll see what Mukubu has. We'll see what, you know, on down the line, Adoree Jackson has. It'll be interesting. Anthony, give me an answer, bud, for someone who's famous and accomplished at something very random.
Hey, Hammer, you my man. You know, I'm not going to do it to you, man, but your roommate and that cantaloupe, man.
Ooh. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess
you guys are rooming
together.
Is the
roomie
going to
be at the reunion?
No,
oh, great
and
question.
No.
All
right. So he was not my roommate. He was a housemate. It was a townhouse, the Fairfield U townhouse 65. Four people in there. He was in the other room. I went room with that guy. You kidding me? Dirty dog.
It sounds like you did room.
That's what people
that
said about you.
No, he was across the hallway. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Joe's in his room biting his toenails.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
I was doing more than that. All right, 215.
Oh,
I was studying.
Like what?
Yeah. I was studying.
Yeah, right.
What?
You've already told us you didn't do that in college.
That was a great comeback right there. That was quick.
Come on,
you.
Man.
That was quick.
I had to work my way into my 3-2.
Great,
you know?
Lawyer.
Hey, thank
great
you.
Pivot.
Thank you. All right, speaking of pivots, let's listen a little bit more of the Fritz thing. Let's go back to when he made the announcement, because he made an announcement yesterday, and it's worth hearing again.
But the number one thing that I need to get out in front of, and this is, I say this with the utmost disappointment, and I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was going to rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest.
I don't know who told him this thing's a bit. I mean, if that's some radio term for, like, it's a fun and games. Like, I was always here to win, and I expect to win. Let's listen to more Fritz, because he and Spike and Ike on the Spike, Ike, and Boban show went on and discussed a lot.
We're mocking and ridiculing Joe DeCamera that he's not going to even make it to the events.
And he didn't make it to the baseball
one. Out of an event. It's, not basketball. Not tennis.
That's fine.
The actual event that...
But we knew how it was going to end anyway. I don't need to prove anything.
I really appreciate Spike and Ike, you know, holding Fritz's feet to the fire. And I don't need to prove anything. What do you mean you don't need to prove anything? It's a competition. Of course you need to prove something. And he talked such a big game for so many years about being a pitcher. And now it's like, nope, no longer. More of all those guys.
Oh, my God, Fritz.
I don't know what to tell you.
I got to go straight to the chat.
I threw a 10. Oh, no,
you're going to the YouTube
chat. I got to see what the chat is saying.
Oh, no.
I threw 10 footballs yesterday. I can't extend my elbow.
Threw 10 footballs
where? Who the
hell
told you to throw the football? Where were you at? Were you at Disney World?
No, I was at my parents' house. I was throwing it around for Walker to go run and grab it. And show him, yeah.
Walk, show him what a broken man his dad
old.
Is.
Yeah, like,
hold on, real quick. Is he playing fetch with his kid?
That
sounded like fetch with his kid.
I initially had to remind myself, Walker, human.
Human.
Walker, human.
Exactly, yeah.
But I do have dog on the brain right now.
I mean, yeah, so do I. Fritz.
Is he playing fetch?
215-592-9494. So you can react to the Fritz Lima. By the way, James, you're saying the YouTube, our YouTube got a lot?
Oh, buddy, yes. The All YouTube right. chat is popping off.
What people are saying on YouTube, we're going to get to that with the comments coming in, because James says there's a lot of comments. We appreciate that. Everyone on YouTube, hello. Thanks for watching us. Thanks for commenting. We'll get to those comments, as people should take Fritz and rake him over the coals coming up. We're going to hear that in 1 minute.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, in white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with a simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand, like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality with no compromises. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. We didn't. We are actually in the middle of building a ring right now. Benari has been fantastic every step of the process. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. And you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, Jenna Cameron and Jen Ritchie. And sometimes things get said, you don't even know if it's supposed to be said or not. But hello, good morning to you too. All right, so Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, which finals are you more likely to watch? Is it the Panthers, Oilers, or the Pacers, Thunder? Ben, NHL or NBA? Which one are you more inclined?
NHL. It's not even close.
The NBA playoffs have been great.
Nah.
Devin?
I wish I had an NBA. So I wasn't rooting for the Knicks to win by any means, but I feel lost without a team to hate watch. Like, I actually like the Thunder, so I'll be, I guess, rooting for them, but I don't mind the Pacers. So, like, I feel very neutral about both teams.
It's hard to
I haven't been paying
Pacers.
Attention to hockey playoffs, though, so I have to say NBA.
That's a good point. The Pacers are just, they're sort of...
Yeah, like, they're, I like that they they beat the Knicks, but, like,
I don't
just
like that they beat
the Knicks. They got TJ.
Yeah,
we like TJ.
I love TJ.
And it makes Maury look worse if Halliburton wins
a
title, if he turned down Halliburton for Ben.
I know.
I think the Thunder are going to win.
Oh, they're going to smoke
I mean, the odds are insane. Have you seen the odds?
No, I haven't.
The Thunder are minus 800 favorite to win the finals.
Wow.
Minus 800 in the finals.
Pacers,
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Pacers have no shot unless the Thunder get hurt. No shot.
Has either team ever won?
No,
NBA championship?
Well, technically, no.
Really?
The Thunder, kind of, because they were the Seattle Supersonics who had won a title, but in Oklahoma City, they have
Sean Kemp.
Right. Not, he didn't win
but
the title.
But who do they win with? Name the Hall of Famer that played for the Celtics that won with the Sonics.
Sonics.
Xavier?
Come on.
I have no
idea. Come on. It is Larry Bird always has said it was his best, the best player he played with. Not Kevin McHale.
Dennis
not
Johnson.
Not Robert. Dennis Johnson.
DJ.
Oh, really?
Dennis Johnson. Yeah, Larry Bird has always said,
here's a steal by Bird to DJ. I still remember that call.
Come
that was
on,
awesome.
Though. Way awesome! It's the freaking Sonics won! Then again, they beat the Bad Boy Pistons. So,
yeah.
You know.
I love, remember those black Converse high tops that Dennis Johnson had?
Those
were
cool.
Sweet.
He was an outstanding player.
Outstanding.
He really was. He was a
very
great
fundamentally
player.
Fundamentally sound.
Yeah. They got him to defend Magic and? Who?
Doc?
Andrew Toney.
Ah, yeah.
Andrew Toney was so good, so young, and they said, uh-oh, we got a problem. We got to stop this guy. And then they, and that's when Denny got
the NBA
wow,
so
and he
good
was the
back
answer
then.
There,
that was great.
Too?
Yeah, Dennis Johnson was great.
He could do
great.
It all?
Andrew Toney would have made the Hall of Fame. Hall of Famers, if not for injuries in Philadelphia sports. Andrew
Toney.
Oh, my
Toney, God, we could have our
Mike
own
Quick.
Wing.
Yeah. All right, who else? Andrew Toney, Mike Quick.
Jerome Brown.
Yeah.
Jerome Brown.
Jerome. Wow.
Pelly, I mean, Pelly,
oh,
who knows,
Pelly,
but probably.
No, Pelly
I think
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Andy Harmon.
Well,
no,
not
I think he's
a joke. Come on.
Andrew Bynum.
All right, so YouTube comments have come in, but you can weigh in on the Twitter poll question. Are you more inclined for the NHL or NBA Finals, which are up ahead? We remind you the Phillies won last night, so good to bounce back from the four-game losing streak. If you missed it, Bryce played last night, homer in the first inning. Trey with two homers. You know, not the cleanest pitch game by Sanchez, but good enough. Goes six innings, gives up one run. So a pretty solid win. And the Phillies got to use the lesser relievers last night. And in doing so, obviously saved the main three for tonight. All right. James, comments, YouTube related to Fritz and his limo. What are we looking at?
Yeah, I want to apologize to Jack that I'm even reading these, but let's...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba Day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Is he going to get hurt by these?
Because I don't know.
Because I want to be clear. I want to say this publicly. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
He's a grown up. He's 31. He's okay.
Yeah.
Because he does have, like I said, that soft underbelly.
I mean, you did call him an oaf and Boban.
Not only did I call him an oaf, Devin, I called it. Like,
what?
I called it. Like, in advance, I was telling everybody, this guy's soft.
So, and now you're worried about his feelings.
My point is, for anyone that just tuned in today.
I'm worried about his feelings, but he's so soft.
Yeah, it doesn't know what I said the last
couple
weeks.
I'm a nice guy, but yeah.
I think that's amazing is that you seem to think that you yourself are hard.
Yeah, that is the implication, the other side of that.
He hasn't quit on anything.
Hard enough. All right, Seth, what's being said here?
Okay. All right. There are a few people.
Ben doesn't know what to make of this show today.
There are a few people, including Rick, who've already put the hashtag Jack Quits as a hashtag.
Love it.
So, all right, let's get into it.
Oh no,
Philly guy
with a Z,
yeah, with a Z.
Oh no,
Philly guy 2377 says, "I already knew Fritz was a clown, but I really enjoy finding out he's a wuss too." Oh. Fritz is the biggest clown on WIP.
I mean, he talks such a big game.
Here's another. Sean C. says, Fritz the quits.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Fritz just fell to the lowest person on the WIP totem pole.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a crowded field.
Twice Beaumont.
You're right. Joe says, Jack isn't going to win one competition.
Well, I'm not saying that per se. I haven't figured all that out. I just know that I'll win three or more. But that, Joe, you're saying is saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll
Joe, not you. Don't worry. Jimmy E. said, Jack took a fat L yesterday. Joe is on his ass today. Joey D. Finn to poke out his chest.
Oh, listen, chest has been poked out already, but now even further. Yeah.
This is an interesting one from Jim. Jim's calling a little shenanigans here. Jim says, Jack can't throw strikes. His arm is fine. He's just being a blank, a bleep, because he knows he can't throw strikes.
Look, I'll tell you this. When we set this thing up, where I had to get on base, you know, four or more times, I felt confident that I would only need about one or two hits. I mean, I felt out of 10 times. I'd probably walk two or three times, so get one or two knocks, and then I win the competition. Like, I really did feel confident
with this one.
I really did.
Counting on walking your way
in part
to a victory.
Yeah, no, I have no problem. I'm like the 93 Phils. 93 Phils. Lenny walked 100.
Really,
Ben, you know it. Lenny walked 100. Kruk walked 100. Dutch walked 100.
Mm-hmm.
I learned at the feet of the 93 Phils.
Well, I'm glad that we don't have to endure that. Like, that would not have felt like a real accurate depiction of who's a better athlete.
But he's the pick.
Joe's working on his on base percentage in a competition.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
What are we doing?
Listen, we're having a competition.
Swing the bat.
I was going to swing
the bat.
I was going to. He's going to throw me a strike. I watched a video of Ted Williams the other day with Bob Costas, an interview from like the 90s. And Ted Williams' thing, the main key to hitting, find a pitch to hit. And I was ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Find a good pitch to hit.
Why were you watching a random
because
you...
this is what he does.
Because
he goes on YouTube holes and he watches all kinds of weird stuff.
I was preparing for this.
Okay, so now... Are you comparing yourself to Ted Williams?
Well, many times.
Listen,
he has done
my on-base percentage of fantasy camp was higher than Ted Williams' career on base, which is the highest in baseball history.
I need a drink.
And I do have the fantasy camp. I have the fantasy camp. You know, pull over on the day.
One more, because I want to get the panel's thoughts on this, because Rick has an interesting idea as a punishment. He says Jack should be banned from talking about pitching on the air.
Listen.
Whoa.
He's got legs.
That will hurt him.
He's got legs. He's got legs.
Like in like with the Phillies, too? Just pitching?
Yeah, I think
he's saying
he can't, like, comment on pitching. Like, Christopher Sanchez, what do you think of him last night? Well, can't talk about it.
This was his main thing. It'd be like if I pulled out a Beat the Hammer. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you know, this was his, pitcher guy. Okay.
He's not pitcher guy anymore.
His body can no longer do it.
At 31.
That's
what
happens.
What is it, Koufax? Was the guy throwing the 5,000 fastballs?
When you're an actual athlete, your body wears out.
Yeah. Well, then you know what? Then don't yap the yap. Keep it shut.
You challenged him.
And he accepted the challenge.
Okay, so he should stay mum while challenged?
I'm just saying this. Pat Riley.
Don't talk.
Pat Riley knew it 2 months ago, but Fritz didn't. And Pat Riley told him.
You should keep your mouth
this
shut.
In my mind,
and he didn't.
This, in my mind, guarantees that you will not win an event.
Yeah.
Like, you had a chance that he would not be able to throw a
straight. Well, I am bummed about
now,
that.
Now?
Yeah. I'm annoyed.
Where's your chance?
Well, I'm going to win basketball. I'm going to win tennis. So then it's a matter I got to win one more. Let's go to the phones. Crazy. Let's get to Martin right now in Valley Forge. Martin, good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone this morning?
Better.
Doing great, Mark.
Feeling
better
good.
Than Jack.
Yeah.
He said better. It's amazing. Anybody got this small group of morons drop from John today? Was pretty amazing. I had a question about what if Kelee Ringo went to safety, but I guess Vic Fangio kind of answered that already. And then the other thing is with Ben Johnson in the house and also Seltzer, who are you looking at as it shapes up as to who's buying and selling to fortify not just the bullpen, but the Phillies going to the playoffs?
Wait, is it you're asking Seltzer for 30 teams in baseball who's buying and selling?
No, I'm asking what people think within the room, pardon me, about such concepts.
Well, I think right now there's probably about 7 or 8 teams that know for sure they're going to be sellers. Then there's about 7 or 8 teams that aren't sure yet that are waiting to see how they play over the next month and a half. There's about 14 teams that want to be buyers. The reality is that,
like,
here's the thing, Martin, hang on. The third wild card has complicated this. Now, we're only, 4 years into it, but it's complicated it because now it's easier to make the playoffs than it used to be, and so a lot more teams are in it. You know, even if you were 500 on September 1st, you're still in it, which is crazy, but you are in a lot of instances. Now, obviously, the trade deadline ends a month before that, but you get my point. The reality is that there aren't as many classic sellers as there used to be. I'll give you an example. The 1986 Phillies won, I believe it was 86 games. They also finished out of first place, I believe, by 21 games because the Mets won like 106 or 107. So the 86 Phillies would have known in, July, we're not making the playoffs. They could be a seller. I don't remember if they were or weren't, but they certainly could have been. Now a team tracking to 86 games is absolutely in a wild card race and may not sell.
Yep. Okay. Understood.
Yeah. So is that's James's answer?
Yeah.
The question was.
Well, I mean,
James, who's
the Rockies are going to sell?
Yeah, the Pirates, the Rockies.
You see what the Rockies did? You see what the Rockies did recently?
Yes. They actually won a game. You
talking? They won
the
series.
They won a series.
Two in a row.
11-50.
John, it took till June.
Yeah.
For the Rockies to win
a
series.
11-50 or something.
That's actually insane.
I mean, who'd have thought we saw the worst team in modern history last year, and they might get beat this year.
They might.
They're going to take it. They're going to take it. The Rockies are going to take that, unfortunately.
We'll see. All right, Martin, give me an answer, bud, for someone well-known for something random.
How about Evel Knievel and every bike jump you took as a kid?
Boy, that's a big answer, too.
Jeez.
Yeah, got a lot of great answers.
So think about it. Here's what we've got so far. Some of the big ones. Evel Knievel. The flying Willendis, because it was multiple, right? He was the main guy.
I think
guy,
the caller said Nick, but they were a
bunch.
There
was a group. Houdini, Octomom, Nostradamus.
The Nostradamus wow. thing is pretty crazy.
There are five really big ones. They're really, really, really big. Joe in Mayfair. Joseph, good morning.
Well, good morning, Joe. This is like pay-per-view boxing match with you and Fritz, like the commentary, the back-and-forth banter. You know, he's just, I'm going to start calling him Jack Bleep Fritz. So, like, that's just horrible what he did. Like,
gotta,
you don't do it like that.
He's got to own it.
It's very weak.
Look,
very,
I guess I'll say this because I don't want to hurt his feelings too much. I don't want people to go too hard on him. I mean, he's exposed himself in a way, obviously, but you know, he's a nice guy.
No, it's like asking a great girl to the prom and then being afraid to pick her up and take her to the prom. It's like backing out of that. Like, you're going to get picked on. I mean, I don't care if you're 31 or 16. You're going to get picked on for what he did. So
yeah,
it is what it is. It's his own fault. But I do want to talk to Ben Davis this morning about the Ranger Suarez feeling in you. That you have, like, this trading deadline with this team going trying to do something to bring home a World Series,
mm-hmm.
the pressure on Dombrowski to get it done right, to send the message to this team that we are all in for this season. But to me, how, I know he's a free agent, but how can you trade your best pitcher in the postseason in the last 3 years? Like, the guy with the moxie who can come out of the pen or start, the personality, how he's loved in that clubhouse. How do you tell that locker room, like, we're trading probably our best postseason pitcher over the last 3 years, that he's got to go above and beyond to show that clubhouse that we're all in and we're backing you. We won a championship the year. Like, how much pressure's on him?
On Dombrowski?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of pressure on him, but I think he's willing to answer the call. I do think that the name Ranger Suarez is being thrown out there because he really is the only guy that offers any kind of to get anything in return. You know, they do
well,
have
other than their high end minor leaguers.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, but right. they do have a lot of. I mean, this is a win now situation for the Phillies. This team is built to win now, and I think he offers the most in wanting to get something back, and who doesn't want starting pitching? And I right. think his durability has been a question over the years. And I think that goes a long way with the Phillies and their mindset. I could be speaking out of turn. I don't think I am, but I think they could garner the most in return for Ranger Suarez.
And Joe, I'll add to this because I think there's a because I agree with everything Ben said, and I'll add this comment. It depends on what you get back.
Yeah.
I would not expect – so two things I don't expect. I don't expect the Phillies to trade Ranger Suarez for a minor leaguer.
No.
I don't expect the Phillies, meaning a guy for the future. I don't expect the Phillies to trade Ranger Suarez for anyone, outfielder, closer, anyone who's not an outstanding player. They're not. This is not going to be Ranger Suarez for someone's Max Kepler. You know, like I'll give you, for instance, when the Phillies lost the World Series in 93, the leadoff hitter for the Toronto Blue Jays was Ricky Henderson, who they had acquired, I think, during that season. I think, because prior to that, he was an A. Maybe they acquired him in 92. They won back-to-back years. But one of those years, I think they acquired him at the trade deadline. So, like, if you were to acquire an outstanding outfielder and slide him in, that's the theory, that you can you have an abundance of pitching, and if you get someone who can help you at a position that you're weaker, it may be worth going for it, as long as the player's good enough. Now, would the Phillies trade Ranger for like Hunter Pence 2011? I don't know.
Maybe.
It's like right on the line.
You can't
do that.
I
think they probably would.
I think they would.
You think they would?
I think they would, yes.
Yeah, Hunter Pence was good in 2011.
And I would.
He was pretty good.
I would not do that. You're trusting Lazaros. You're trusting Sanchez, who can't go through the lap the third time. You haven't seen what Nola can do. So you're only... I know we have this depth, but going against the top teams,
look,
you have
it's risky.
Wheeler,
it's risky.
You have Wheeler and the rest.
I know.
I'd rather have Wheeler and Suarez.
I think you're I think you're underselling Sanchez, and I think you're underselling Lizardo.
He goes through the lineup three times. He starts to get hit, and Lizardo, we haven't seen. Like, we've never seen this.
Yeah, Joe, hang on. I'm going to ask you a direct question. Give me a direct answer. Who do you trust more, Lizardo or Rojas?
Lizardo.
Of course. That's the point. If you can use Lizardo and remove Rojas, there's a great case you can make yourself a better team. And Ranger may be able to let you do that.
So do you trust Suarez or do you trust Lizardo? in a playoff game?
Yeah, I think it's 50-50, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on, Joe.
No, I'm being honest. I think
Lizardo's a better pitcher, Joe. I get your point that Rangers done it before, but Lizardo is a better, more talented pitcher than Rangers Suarez.
1.93
full stop.
Postseason ERA. Come on.
I'm not sure.
He's had one start in the
postseason. I'm not sure
Lizardo.
I agree with James on that. But I know this, Joe. I know I can trust Ranger out of the bullpen. I think there's a better chance Lizardo gets the start and Parker's Ranger can be the bullpen. I mean, I think
he's got 40 innings pitched under about a one.
I love Ranger. He's my favorite player on the team. Joe, I need an answer from you. You can join us next week. Give me someone known for something kind of random.
Oh, there's over 350,000 of them that have been 3.5 million foul balls hit in the entire Major League Baseball existence, and Steve Bartman's the only one who was made famous for that.
We are on fire today.
That's a good one. I don't know how we're.
Might need a poll.
We might need
a poll. It's a weird poll, though.
I know, but it could be fun.
It could. I feel bad for the Flying Willenda people because people on Twitter are not going to know who they are. So I don't know. Might be a poll. We'll figure it out. All right, up ahead, more of what Vic Fangio said yesterday. Including on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Jordan Davis, and more. And also, there was something in the NFL that happened this week. Kind of flew under the radar. It's going to help the Eagles. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, something happened this week that's going to help the Eagles. And no one's talking about it. And it could be a big deal. What it is, tell you next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
John, you and I have both had our new windows from Window Nation for a little while now. And it's beyond just about keeping my home comfortable. It's the thing that really strikes me about is the quality because they feel so secure and solid.
I know exactly what you mean. That's the confidence that comes with their 50-point factory inspection and a lifetime warranty. Plus, their installers are true specialists, many with over 15 years of experience. They installed my windows while I took a nap. It was like a time warp. Boom. New windows in all three kids' rooms. It felt like it was a very productive nap.
It's no wonder if they could put windows in while John's taking a nap, why they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and over 45,000 five-star reviews. They've installed over 3 million windows across the country. They are not just a company. They are experts you can genuinely trust.
And for anyone who wants that same trust and quality, Window Nation is making it incredibly easy. Buy 4 windows, you get 4 more completely free. And if you replace a whole house full of windows, they'll give you a free exterior door.
Plus, you can do it all now and not worry about the bill. Get 2 years with no payments, no interest, and no money down. Hurry, though, sale ends June 30th. Don't overpay for windows. Call 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.